And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 20th of February, 2013. It's the birthday of the playwright Russell Crowes, born in Findlay, Ohio, in 1893. He wrote the play State of the Union, which became a movie starring Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn. Also famous for writing the books for musicals. Somebody writes the music, the lyrics, and then all the rest, the dialogue, the words that are not sung, are called the book. Russell Crowes wrote the book for Anything Goes by Cole Porter and the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, The Sound of Music. It's the birthday of a writer named Richard Matheson, born in Allendale, New Jersey, 1926. Stephen King once said, "Without Richard Matheson, I wouldn't be around. He is as much my father as Bessie Smith was Elvis Presley's mother." Richard Matheson was a horror and science fiction writer. He wrote for The Twilight Zone and Star Trek and more than 20 novels, 100 short stories. His most famous books include I Am Legend, The Shrinking Man, later retitled The Incredible Shrinking Man. It was on this day, 1952, Dylan Thomas flew to New York for his first reading tour of the United States to become a huge celebrity, people packing auditoriums to see him and hear his Welsh accent. Stories about his drinking and his womanizing made him a legend. He called himself the drunkenest man in the world. And it was on this day in 2005 that the journalist and writer Hunter S. Thompson died. He shot and killed himself at his home in Woody Creek, Colorado, at the age of 67, the author of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and many other books. Hunter Thompson, who said, "I hate to advocate drugs, alcohol, violence, or insanity to anyone, but they've always worked for me." Here's a poem for today, a poem by George Bilgear, entitled Museum. My father once sold a Chevy to Stan Museum, the story goes, back in the 50s, when the most coveted object in the universe of third grade was a Stan the Man baseball card. No St. Louis honky-tonk or riverfront jazz club could be more musical than those three syllables rising from the tongue of Jack Buck and the dark mouths of garages on our street where men like my father stood in their shirt-sleeved exile, cigarette in one hand, scotch in the other, radio rising and ebbing with the cards. If Jack Buck were to call my father's drinking that summer, he would have said he was swinging for the bleachers. He was on a torrid pace. In any case, the dealership was failing, the marriage a heap of ash. And knowing my father, I doubt if the story is true. Although I love to imagine that big hayseed smile flashing in the showroom, the salesmen and mechanics looking on from their nosebleed seats at the edge of history as my dark-suited dad handed the keys to the man. And for an instant, each man there knew himself a part of something suddenly immense, as when, in the old myths, a bored god dresses up like one of us and falls through a summer thunderhead to shock us from our daydream drabness with heaven's dazzle and razzmatazz. Museum, a poem by George Bilgear, used by permission of the author here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.